go live to the White House, where tariff deadlines could be shifted in the coming days. Karen Travers joins us live this morning. Karen, we understand that what letters were going out to different countries where deals haven't been reached?
Yeah, so this is the big deadline this week. Remember, back on April 2nd, the president announced those big sweeping tariffs on countries all around the world. A week later, he put them on pause for 90 days. That 90-day pause is set to expire this week on Wednesday. But now the administration is signaling an extension. We heard from the Treasury Secretary yesterday, Scott Bessent, who said that the president is sending out letters to trading partners today. And he said if things don't move along, then on August 1st, then their tariff rates will boomerang back to the April 2nd. Tariff rate. And he said, so I think we're going to see a lot of deals come together very quickly. The Commerce Secretary also said the countries will either have a letter or a deal, but things will go into effect on August 1st. And the president is setting the rates and the deals right now. There is still a lot of confusion ahead of these letters going out. The president told reporters over the weekend that he signed some. They'll go out today, maybe 12 initially. The White House hasn't said what countries are getting these letters and who gets them. And if you don't get a letter, then are you automatically getting that April 2nd tariff rate immediately on July 9th if you haven't made a deal? Because it's 48 hours away, and I think it's important to note there have been only trade deals announced with Vietnam, China, and the UK, and they're partial or framework agreements at this point.
So countries must be on edge, right, waiting. This extension seems to be on a country-by-country basis.
It certainly seems like it. You know, trade partners are maybe bracing for some whiplash this week, but also the markets haven't seemed to respond in that same way just yet, because all of the indications are that there is going to be this 1 month extension. So stay tuned. We'll see what happens over the next 48 hours, and we'll see who gets these letters.
All right, Karen, thank you. Karen Travers joining us live from the White House this morning.